WOR.
8:05, it is Tuesday, the 16th of July, the 50th anniversary of the moon launch.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful day today. It's going to be hot up near 90, and then this weekend it's supposed to be an absolute scorcher Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Let's hope the electricity holds. Air conditioning.
Indeed.
Whatever. You're going to be sitting indoors writing your book all weekend with 100-degree heat?
No, I'm going to Nantucket.
Oh, good for you. Perfect place to go.
See my sister.
Excellent. Our big three today, the four minority congresswomen known as the Squad, clap back at the president after his racist tweets. Also in the big three.
Oh, did you see how we slipped that in, Joe? After his racist tweets.
That's editorializing.
No, exactly.
It's fact. It's fact.
Now, it's editorializing.
When you tell someone to go back to your own country, ask any minority, they've been told their whole lives, go back to where you came from.
It's editorializing.
That's racist. That's we'll get to this later, but CBS Evening News began with Nora O'Donnell. And she read it straight just like that. Racist tweet. She didn't, is that an editorial?
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Yes. No question about it. And she had her big Edward R. Murrow thing, and she interviewed Caroline Kennedy. You know, CBS News has gone total lefty.
All right. Well, they actually claim that they're going to try and be fair and go down the middle.
Well, yeah.
Not with Caroline Kennedy and talk about Edward R. Murrow.
You claim the same thing, Joe, but you know, we know how that goes. Also in the big three.
Hey! Did I slant the news?
Unbelievable.
Slant the news here?
No, not at all.
Okay.
You do go down the middle with the news.
I do.
It's what you say after the news that puzzles me. Okay. Also in the big three, Con Ed says...
Nothing about you puzzles me.
Well, as well as should. Con Ed says the blackout began with a cable fire at the 65th Street station, and it went downhill from there. Rounding out the big three, Mayor de Blasio. Wow. What a whopping haul. His campaign for president through June, $1.1 million.
Whoa, big time.
Right. You know, compare that with the little small-town mayor, Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah.
$25 million. So, anyway, coming up at 8:30, we've got tickets for you to see Lionel Richie at Radio City.
Say you.
We'll play a little snip of a Lionel Richie song.
Yep.
And if you can guess it, you'll be on your way to the concert this week. By the way, we got a tweet. You can always follow us on Twitter, our show at @LenMichaelWOR. Anthony's in there, right, Natalie? I wanted to ask Anthony a question. So Lisa sent us a tweet, and the tweet says, Riedel used the word quixotic twice to describe Mayor de Blasio's presidential campaign. I wonder if millennial matinee Anthony knows what it means.
Not a clue.
Anthony.
Not a clue.
Lisa, you're right on, kid.
You know your stuff, Lisa.
Wow. Not a clue. Did you ever hear of Don Quixote?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's where it comes
from.
Do
you know what he did?
Oh, okay.
Because Don Quixote, he tilted at windmills.
Yeah,
it was a pointless exercise.
Yes.
And that's what de Blasio's quixotic campaign for the presidency is.
Issues in his mind.
A pointless exercise.
Got it.
So this is educational. We should do with a word of the day for millennial matinee.
We should. Anthony. Absolutely. Oh, I'm going to come up with words for Anthony.
Oh.
That'll be good.
I love how I have full nickname now.
Yeah.
My segment is my nickname.
It is. You're it. You're famous now, Anthony.
I guess so.
I'd ask for a raise if I were you.
I do need one.
Sure you do.
All right, let's talk about the Squad. You guys are big fans of the Squad, aren't you?
Oh, please.
The four women clapping back against Donald Trump. Trump first, earlier in the day, doubled down. His tweets, by the way, which you say is editorializing, his tweets are acknowledged to be racist when he says, go back to the country you came from, fix your countries first. Well, their country happens to be America. All four were citizens, three born here.
If you're not happy here, you can leave.
That's what he meant.
And that's what I say all the time.
Right. Give me this. That's what he meant. You have to. You're going to interpret the president for us?
Yes.
That's what he meant.
What he meant is if you're unhappy with America, you can leave America. That's what he meant.
Fine.
That's what I said in a tweet, which I guess some people think is controversial. A lot of people love it, by the way.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people love it. If you're not happy in the U.S., if you're complaining all the time, very simply, you can leave. You can leave right now.
Absolutely.
Does it concern you that many people saw that tweet as racist and that white nationalist groups are finding common cause with you on that point?
It doesn't concern me because many people agree with me.
So that's that's great reasoning. Are you concerned that that's a racist thing? And he says, no, many people agree with me. What he's saying is all the racists agree with him. So that's what doesn't concern him. Are you kidding me?
Many people do agree.
Well, I'm sure they do. And then he had this little statement, which was just not true.
We're at war with Al-Qaeda. and see somebody talking about how great Al-Qaeda is, pick out her statement. That was Omar.
I don't think she said how great Al-Qaeda was.
She's one of these people who says you can understand why Al-Qaeda exists because of all the awful things that America does in the world. That's her point of view, Len.
Now, all the four...
it doesn't even...
Well, because it's just... Oh. Here's all the four. They're clapping back. Here's Presley.
We ran on a mandate to advocate for and to represent those ignored, left out, and left behind.
Okay, then we got AOC.
I am not surprised when the president says that four sitting members of Congress should, quote, go back to their own country when he has authorized raids without warrants on thousands of families across this country.
Oh God. She wasn't finished. Please. Your favorite.
Weak minds and leaders challenge loyalty to our country in order to avoid challenging and debating the policy.
Keep
there
talking.
You go.
Len, I'm telling you, the more they keep talking, the more they become the face of the party, the more people are going to say, I'm not voting for a party that represents them. I'm voting for Trump.
You know, Len, you flipped out when I said that you're being played by the president here with this tweet.
I did at 6 o'clock,
you
yes.
You went absolutely berserk.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The New York Times, in an editorial today, admits that he does this deliberately.
Yep.
He has these outrageous tweets to change the topic of conversation.
Why, was he afraid that Mueller was going to testify this
week?
Well,
I don't know what... Look, has he not changed the topic of conversation?
Has he not put these women front and center representing the party?
Exactly. He's taking it right to the gutter.
And he's
as low as you can go to the gutter with racist tweets. And you're happy with the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, being openly racist?
We are admiring his political skills.
I'm just telling you, it's a political strategy here that he is now forcing the Democratic Party to align themselves with these four very radical representatives.
Forget
Michael for a second. Joe,
yes.
You're okay with the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, with openly racist tweets. That's fine with you because he's just playing a game.
I think it's a political strategy.
Yes.
And you're okay with that?
I don't get to pass judgment on these things.
Okay. Suddenly he's mute.
I admire the political skill that he's demonstrating, and that's why he's going to be reelected, and your head's really going to explode.
If you agree with him by association, what does that make you? Here's Tlaib.
Many members of Congress have called for his impeachment because of his utter disregard and disrespect of the United States Constitution.
Len, do you think the outrage of these four congresswomen is going to resonate through the country?
Yeah, do you think the Rust Belt states are going to be rallying around these three women? You're out of your gourd.
By the way, and I was thinking about this.
Oh, yeah.
It may resonate with every person of color or every person who thinks they're marginalized, every other religion or women. You know, because they were saying that, who was talking about it the other day, that Hillary Clinton lost because she didn't get the number of African-American votes that Obama got. If she had gotten the same number as Obama, she would have won the election.
I don't think this was sort of racist. He went after them because of their color. I think he went after them because of what they've been saying about America.
Okay. That's right.
Joe, you can speculate all you want about his motivation, but what came out was racist.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, please. Go back to your country. Ask any minority. Do you know any minorities, by the way?
Why don't we...
Do you know any minorities?
That's not fair. That's below the belt. That's below the belt.
It's not below the belt.
Is that below the belt, Natalie?
No, because my question to you
is... Is that below the belt?
No.
Natalie, I want a ruling.
It sounds a little strange to me. Can you further your comment on that?
Yes, thank you. Let me finish.
All right, here's a spade. Keep digging. Keep digging yourself into that grave there, Len.
If you know any minorities, ask them, what have they ever been told, go back to where you came from, and if they thought that was racist. That's all.
I'll get back to you tomorrow.
Thank you. I can't wait. How about Shanna? Is it pronounced Shanna or Shauna in Belmore? Good morning.
Yes, good morning, guys. Best show ever. I love your show.
Thank you.
Shanna, we love you. You don't have to say anything else.
This has nothing to do with racism. This squad has maligned the country and justified Al-Qaeda. This is crazy. Len, you're
not seeing the point.
You're breaking up,
Shanna. But
by the way,
you on the phone.
Think about Al-Qaeda. What
if a white person from Russia or Germany
Oh, boy. I'm sorry. The line is just bad. We're not cutting you off because we don't like what you're saying. But the thing about Al-Qaeda, be careful there, because the president made a statement which fact checkers say is not necessarily true. I don't think these people are backers of Al-Qaeda. So.
What Ilhan Omar is a justifier of Al-Qaeda. That's what she is.
They don't condemn Al-Qaeda.
They don't condemn them because they say we can understand what Al-Qaeda is doing because of what America has
done. I'm not in favor of that.
That's their anti-Americanism.
That's wrong. I mean, that's absolutely wrong.
And let's go to John in Brooklyn. Good morning, John. You there, John?
John, come in, John. Line four there, Lou. There you go, John.
Hey, all right, I'm live. How are you guys?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. So, Len, whether you obviously don't agree with the president's comments, that's fine, but you don't get to make up your own definitions for words. The things that Jimmy the Greek said, Al Campana said, those are racist statements. What the president said, if you're not a fan of his, are xenophobic statements. But you don't get to make up your own words, Len. That's not how it works. That's not a racist statement. It's a xenophobic statement, possibly. Well, but don't confuse them. And don't tell millions of people that it's a racist statement when it's not.
Okay. Well, it is. Well, I'm sorry it is. Just to speak to any minority person you ever run into and ask them, go back to your country and fix the filth in your country. And you ask any minority person you've ever met in your life if that's a racist statement. And then call me back, John, okay? Hey, we've got to take a break. We're running late here. We get back. We've got tickets to see Lionel Richie and the tragic story of that cab driver who was killed by his own cab. And don't forget, Mark Simone is coming your way at 10 o'clock. It's the biggest and most amazing music event of the year, our iHeartRadio Music Festival. The entire world of music heads to Vegas to watch the biggest artists from every genre share one stage for two nights with performances and collaborations never seen before. And you'll never see them again. Stars like Alicia Keys and Def Leppard and Hart and Hootie and the Blowfish and Tim McGraw and Zac Brown Band. More will be announced. Music history, September 20th and 21st at T-Mobile Arena in Vegas. Tickets are available at iHeartRadio.com/tickets. And all the information for you is at 710WOR.com.
WOR.
All righty, in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be giving away tickets to see Lionel Richie.
I just have to share this with you.
What?
There's a guy named Alberto. I guess he's the one who tweeted this to us. Goes on and on, and he obviously doesn't agree with my position, but he ends his tweet by saying, I totally understand why Michael drinks after sitting with you for 4 hours.
He's right.
Thanks, Alberto. Love you too.
Thank you, Alberto. So we're going to give away tickets to Lionel Richie, 8:30, so stick around for that. Now, here's a tragic story.
Yeah.
Police are investigating the death of a taxi driver in the Bronx. He was run over by his own cab.
Wow. How's that
chasing a thief late Sunday night. 65-year-old Mohammed Zafrella. He was robbed by a customer on Seward Avenue in the Soundview section of the Bronx. The customer ran, and Zafrella started to chase him, but he never put the taxi in park.
Oh, jeez.
The vehicle knocked him down and rolled over him, and that's how he was rushed to the hospital,
crazy.
But died from his injuries, so... It's crazy. Terrible.
Very we have some eyewitness audio from the scene.
We got dressed, came out, and I see the police had cordoned off the area. The cab was still on. It was still backed into my vehicle.
So it backed into this guy's car.
Yeah.
So it was kind of crushed in between the cars.
It damaged both doors. It's nothing for me to cry out or considering, there was a life lost behind it. But you know, I can recover from that.
Well, that's obviously a good point to make.
It's quite sad considering, these men are, and women, are hard workers, probably got a family. It's a tragedy on a beautiful weekend.
Now, any luck with who the perp is that was trying to rob the cab? Or?
They have not, nothing. Have not identified him yet, but I guess if they catch him, would he be then guilty of manslaughter because he caused this incident to kill this man?
Well, they can try it, see if it sticks.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
An interesting one for you. This is from a publication called Elite Daily, which I'm not really familiar with, but our favorite millennial matinee associate producer, Anthony, came up with this.
Who we're going to be giving a new word a day.
Yeah. He said he didn't know what quixotic meant.
Expand his vocabulary.
The word of the day is quixotic. He said he had no clue. One of our listeners tweeted us and says, does millennial Anthony have any idea what quixotic means? Because Michael has used that phrase to talk about de Blasio's presidential aspirations.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess another, that would be like pie in the sky or you're dreaming. Is that what quixotic? Like Don Quixote was
tilting at windmills.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. So
I'm surprised you knew that word.
Why? Give me another one. I'll battle you word for word, Mr. Columbia.
Impecunious.
I don't know that one.
You don't know that one? Do you know that word, Anthony? Impecunious?
No. I think he just made it up. Joe, you know impecunious? No. Natalie? Anyone?
Nope.
Lou?
No.
Is this English?
Yes.
What's it mean? Impecunious. It means cheap.
Poor. Oh! Impecunious.
So I was kind Anthony of on the right track.
It means having little or no money. Yeah. It is Anthony.
It is Anthony.
I was busting on Anthony. Half the words you say, I'm sure half of us don't know what you're talking about.
I don't think he knows what he's talking about.
Of course I know these words.
Someone sticks up for me.
Yeah. Because honestly, I don't know what's there.
Just because I'm the brightest light bulb on this Christmas tree, folks, doesn't mean you have to be upset about it.
All right, that's
quickly, let me get into this. Anthony's story is unspoken rules to follow in a plane. Now, I didn't know this one. The middle seat should have dibs on both armrests.
Really?
Really?
Did you know that one? Wow.
I didn't know that.
Well, if your luggage doesn't fit, check it. We knew that one. Don't try to rush to the front of the plane when you land. Well, of course we know that.
Board when it's your group.
Yeah, so there's some obvious stuff here. All right, let's give away some tickets. Enough of that. That was a great story, Anthony. Thanks.
That was helpful.
Yeah, great help. Thanks, Anthony. Can't wait to see what else you bring in this morning. All right, now's your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Lionel Richie for one of his two nights at Radio City Music Hall. Just be the first caller who can correctly identify this Lionel Richie song. What? If you know that song, call 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Call us now, and you could win a pair of tickets to see Lionel Richie at Radio City Music Hall on Thursday night. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. And now let's get the news at 8:30 from Joe Bartlett. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Michael. We're expected to find out today whether NYPD officer Daniel Pantaleo will face civil rights charges involving the death of Eric Garner. Federal prosecutors are meeting with Garner's family this morning. Then they'll hold a news conference. Supporters of the Garner family say that police officer Pantaleo should be held responsible.
I don't care what color your skin is. Someone is in a chokehold and suffocated and killed. Justice needs to be served.
Well, Pantaleo is accused of using a banned chokehold on Garner. The defense said his NYPD departmental trial claimed it was a maneuver that he was taught at the police academy. There were no criminal charges brought against Pantaleo, and that departmental trial has concluded with no decision made public as yet. President Trump being called a racist after that controversial tweet that said four freshman congresswomen should go back to their countries. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says she wasn't surprised by that.
Weak minds and leaders challenge loyalty to our country in order to avoid challenging and debating the policy.
The president not backing down. He says they hate this country, and he says Congresswoman Omar hates Jews and Israel. Well, Con Ed offering an explanation for this weekend's blackout in Midtown. They say a relay protection system at a substation on the Upper West Side did not isolate a bad distribution cable. It went bad. The cable caught fire, set off a series of failures. It spread across Midtown. Con Ed says it's investigating why the relay system failed. Mayor de Blasio says the New York Post editorial calling for his removal from office is ludicrous. He tells New York One it makes no sense. He has always been in charge of the city. De Blasio's faced criticism for campaigning in Iowa when the power went out in Midtown. He didn't return to the city until the following morning. As for his presidential campaign, it certainly needs some help. His campaign has raised just $1.1 million through the end of June. Compare that to the South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who's raised nearly $25 million. De Blasio also has another issue. Only 67,000 people donated to his campaign. He needs 130,000 donations to qualify for the September debates. Our news brought to you today by National Realty Investment Advisors. Investment returns of up to 20%. See them at NRIA.net. And how about this? Would you get an implant in your hand if it meant you never had to carry around a wallet again? 4,000 people in Sweden already have a chip implanted in their hand that takes the place of cash and credit cards. It's about the size of a grain of rice and allows you to pay in stores with a simple wave of the hand. It can also act as a key card and monitor your health. You in?
Nah, I don't want anything planted in my hand.
No.
Yeah, people are worried about cybercrime and, you know, just how personalized these things can get. But in Sweden, we got a lot of people trying it.
Wow.
All right, Joe Bartlett, thank you very much. Congratulations to Jacob Sharon of Woodbury, New York. He won tickets to see Lionel Richie because he knew that this song was called... Oh, what a feeling. Dancing on the sea. There you go. All right. Hey, when we get back, clear the phones out because we have our winner. But the phones are going to be open now. 1-800-321-0710.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Len says the president of the United States is a racist. Do you agree with Len? And what do you think about the squad? Do you think Trump's right to go after those four commies who hate America?
Commies.
1-800-321-0710.
Really?
Call us and go after Len.
And WOR.
8:39.
Here they come, Len. They're coming to get you.
I forgot. What did you say we're doing here?
It's an open phone segment. 1-800-321-0710. Len says the president of the United States is racist.
Mm-hmm.
I say we have much more to fear from the commie four congresswomen who hate this country.
How do you think these calls are going to go?
I don't think you're going to be left standing.
You know, every line is taken up.
It's exactly.
Can I, before we start,
don't postpone the inevitable
no,
one.
No, I know how the phone calls are going to go.
The pile on comes.
Before we start, let me just read a tweet from Aaron.
Okay.
Aaron tweeted us at Len Michael WR.
Uh huh.
Thank God for Len Berman. It must be hard being the only voice of reason, sanity, and morality on 710 WOR. Rooting for Len every day makes Len and Michael worth listening to. Stay strong, Len. Keep speaking out against the racist in chief. I just thought I'd read that tweet. How many of these phone calls are going to agree with Aaron? Let's start with Orlando in the Bronx. You agree with everything that Aaron just tweeted, right?
No, I don't agree with anything Aaron just tweeted, even though I love Len. I do. I love all you guys. But no. Len, I got to disagree with you. Donald Trump is not a racist. What I think he's doing is trying to drive his opposition apoplectic. He's just calling out his opposition and also simultaneously ginning up his own electorate, the people that are going to vote for him. So it's a twofer. I don't know. What say you guys? I mean, that's what I think.
I think you're right, Orlando. I think it's a very shrewd political move to have the face of the party become these four women because they rub a lot of people the wrong way. And it does solidify his base. So you're absolutely right. It's two for one.
Of course. It is a two for one. I don't think he's truly a racist. If you've ever been to Trump Tower, and I have been, I've asked the people that work there, and they're all of minority descent, you know, how does he treat you? And they're like, oh, he's great. He's on fire. He's not a bad boss at all. He bonuses us and does everything. So if you don't listen to him, if you don't speak to the people that work for him, how are you ever really going to know?
Well, you judge Orlando, thank you for the call. You judge a person by his actions. I don't want to go through the whole litany. I was discussing it with Joe during the break, but he's a long history of statements and actions that really have to make you wonder. But let's carry on.
Len thinks our president is a racist, folks. You heard it right here. Let's go to Dan in Dutchess County. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, guys. They've been calling him a racist ever since he came down the escalator.
Exactly.
They call everyone a racist. It's the first thing they do is throw out the race card. It's become a norm.
Yep.
What happens when you're going to come across an actual racist?
Well, no, I think his, Danny, you're going to dismiss his history and everything he's said and done. Are you just going to just dismiss it because you like the guy?
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely. I mean, absolutely. Because you know what? They throw the term around like it's nothing.
That's right.
They really do.
Well, I don't approve of that. But I think in this case, with his entire history, starting back to renting apartment buildings to the Central Park.
Oh, you're
five,
a racist. You're a Nazi.
Okay, fine, Dan. Okay, we know how you stand. I appreciate it. Thanks, Dan. How about Mark in New Jersey? You're up next, Mark.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Mark.
And thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I love both of you, although I agree with Michael most of the time. Len, I do appreciate your reasoned opposition.
Thank you.
I would submit, Len, that if Orlando stole a lot of my thunder, that if you look at Trump's employment history, he has employed people of all races, of all sexual preferences, of all genders, you know, every walk of life, and they probably succeeded more under his watch than they may have succeeded under another employer. And if you're a racist, that's counter to that.
Well, I hear you, Mark, and I understand what you're saying, and I, you know, his employees apparently like him, but you know, if you're going to run on a premise of coming down the escalator and calling the Mexicans racist, you're going against the Mexican judge with Trump University. You went after Obama for his birth certificate. I mean, I can go on and on. Charlottesville, great people on both sides, and on and on.
That's all.
But he's the president of the United States, for goodness sakes. He's the president of the United States. Oh, he wants. No, well, what isn't all talk is banning all Muslims from entering the country, or at least trying to, and then having to settle for several countries. Well, I know. Well, that's because the courts knocked him down. But he wanted his campaign proposal was ban all Muslims until we can figure out, quote, what the hell is going on.
Let's see if we can drive Len's blood pressure up even higher. Gladys in Oceanside. Good morning, Gladys.
Oh, Gladys. What took you so long?
How are you, Gladys?
Hi, guys. Len, you got my blood boiling right now.
They have medication for that, Gladys. They really do.
as a woman who happens to be a legal immigrant of Hispanic and Middle Eastern descent, I am all pro the president. I don't believe he is racist. He's calling out these women for what they are. They are anti-American.
Yep.
And where they're leading this country is in the wrong direction. And that's how I feel. I'm sorry.
How about the line, go back to where you came from? You don't think there's nothing
that's
racist
okay.
about
it? That's it's right. okay, Fine. Because when I came to America in the mid-70s, I had rocks thrown at me because I couldn't speak English. But I overcame that, and I've forgiven the children who did that to me, and everybody has to pay a price to be here because this is the greatest country on earth.
Gladys, you speak Gladys. Great English. Good I'm telling you, for someone who didn't speak English, you speak perfect.
Thank you. English was my third language, believe it
wow.
or not. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gladys. Thanks for listening. How about Chris in Flanders, New Jersey? Hey, Chris, you want to beat me up too?
How's it going?
It's wonderful. Mike. Having a great day. This is the highlight of my. I'm so glad I left sports to do this. Go ahead.
Len, I'm gonna chime in and go with you as the voice of reason over there. But what I'm seeing, what I'm listening to here, is all these. You know, I see all the tweets that come out of the president and his previous actions, and I see a lot of people literally just able to look past that. And most of those people, if not all, most of those people are not minorities, especially the people that I'm hearing on the show. But it just seems that everybody is now they're willing to accept things like that. The bar has been lowered, I'm saying, and I don't know where it's going from here.
Well, I never thought it could get lower, and now it's gone even lower. So, anyway, thanks, Chris.
Hey, appreciate how about Billy in Lyndhurst, New York? Good morning, Billy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Len, I love you, babe. I always did.
Thanks,
I
Billy.
I loved you on TV. I loved you in sports, but, man, you are the Juan Williams of
Juan Williams from the Five. My launchman over there.
Len, seriously.
What?
You're Jewish.
I am.
How could you, how come I didn't hear you screaming when that psycho from Minnesota talks about Israel and Jewish people all the time? You don't say nothing. You don't say a word.
You know what?
I didn't hear you complain one thing about what she says. How about this? How about these girls are a little smarter in making racist statements than our president is? Because let me tell you, she's a racist. Don't think she is. You those comments that she makes, doesn't you?
Well, Billy, you're breaking up. But the truth of the matter is, I don't approve of her anti-Semitic comments. But the truth of the matter is, if she wants to criticize Israel, that's her right. There are people in Israel who criticize Israel, but no, when she goes off on anti-Semitic rants, no, of course I don't.
I think you have
that.
A little secret crush on her.
I don't. Oh, it's me. All right. So yeah. What do you want to do next? How about some entertainment? You know, we found our Elvis And we have last night's big evening news debut.
Hey, committing to building my immune system and improving my overall health has been really easy, and it's all because of Balance of Nature. Real 31 whole ripened fruits and vegetables ground into a capsule, giving me 10-plus servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. Now, Balance of Nature wants to give WOR and iHeartRadio listeners their best offer ever, but for a limited time only, 30% off your first order with free shipping with the promo code WOR. Take advantage of this limited time offer of 30% off and free shipping. Give Balance of Nature a call at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751 and use the promo code WOR. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use the promo code WOR to get 30% off your first order plus free shipping, but for a limited time only. Take advantage of this great offer. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code WOR.
WOR.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Got some entertainment news for you. Now, remember Tracy Morgan? He had his Bugatti fender bendered there.
Well, as soon as he drove it out of the lot.
As soon as he drove it out of the lot.
$200,000 used car? Was that
it? It was a $2 million. It was
$2 million used car.
$2 million used Bugatti.
Wow.
Anyway, he was spotted Monday behind the wheel of the spruced up $2 million luxury car in Midtown Manhattan. Just over a month after the vehicle was scratched and dented in a fender bender. Remember, he kind of lost his temper with the poor woman who...
Banging on her window.
Banging
poor
on her
SUV.
Window. Right. I know. So anyway, I guess his car is fine.
I always liked him. When he was starting out on SNL, I used to run into him in the hallways at 30 Rock, and he'd always stop and talk. And he was just a regular good guy.
I'm looking at the Bugatti. There's a picture of it in the Post. It's a silver Bugatti. It has the most beautiful... leather interior. I bet it smells really good.
What did it say the repair cost was? Did it say?
I wonder what the insurance.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned the leather because we had scoped out this car when the story first came out, and they actually breed the cattle specifically to make the leather for this car.
You're right. Absolutely. Good memory. You're right.
I remember that. When you said scoped it out, you mean you and your husband checked it out?
They
were going to buy it.
You know, my daughter started driving. We needed another car in the family.
She put it in your Amazon cart.
What happened with your Amazon cart?
Yeah, how much does it all total there now? What's the grand total?
I don't even want to admit it.
Well, tell us.
Well, yeah, what'd they
put in
there?
We won't make fun of you.
$400.
Oh, my God.
Rita will cover you. Michael will take it.
$400 bucks? You're going to drop $400 on stuff?
We had $180 in gift cards. So it wasn't as bad. And part of it was my husband's birthday present.
Oh, so you bought all the stuff.
Yeah.
What did your kids drop in there without telling you?
No, they didn't.
Oh, they didn't?
They didn't.
Okay. So that's $400 isn't terrible. You had $180 in gift cards.
It was terrible. What are you kidding me?
That's a lot of money, Glenn.
Ton of money that I really shouldn't be spending.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of money. I'm sorry. I was wrong.
Kidding me?
You. A lot of, but you said you had $180 in gift cards, so it was really only $220.
It was, but still.
Okay, fine. $220.
But part of it was a birthday present, so I didn't feel that bad.
Hey, you're going to have to pass the hat here. GoFundMe for Natalie.
And that's only because the present that I bought my husband, which his birthday is today, didn't show up.
Oh, did you buy him the watch?
We did. We bought him a GPS watch for running.
Does he know you bought that?
Yeah, he put it in the cart.
Oh. A GPS watch gives you directions where to run?
Well, it'll give you the mileage and things like that.
All right. Yeah. Hey, so Norah O'Donnell began the CBS Evening News era. So what was the, let's see, it was Walter Cronkite, then it was Dan Rather.
Dan Rather.
Now, did Katie Couric replace Dan Rather? What was the, and then you had the guy who was on 60 Minutes, Pelly.
Pelly, yeah.
And then you had Jeff Glore. Mm-hmm. And now you have Norah O'Donnell, who began last night.
We begin with breaking news in Washington. Four Democratic congresswomen of color have just spoken publicly as a group for the first time about the racist tweets aimed at them by the President of the United States.
She identified it as racist tweets.
Editorializing old Norah O'Donnell. She's not going to last.
She's moved to Washington, the whole set. Now, here's how. Now, you like the way she ended her broadcast? Did you hear that?
Oh, she did the Edward R. Murrow thing?
There you go.
So pompous.
Thank you for joining us tonight. There's a great legacy here at CBS News of the finest journalists. One of them was Edward R. Murrow, who eloquently captured the power of television when he said, "This instrument can teach, it can illuminate, yes, and even it can inspire. But it can do so only to the extent that humans are determined to use it to those ends. Otherwise, it's nothing but wires and lights in a box. There is a great and perhaps decisive battle to be fought against ignorance, intolerance, and indifference. This weapon of television could be useful."
God.
Mr. Murrow, we will try to use it well and with integrity.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
For all of us at CBS News.
Shut up.
I'm Nora O'Donnell.
Shut up.
You so look like you're going to
The self-importance of these people is out of control.
That was a little
Are you kidding me? Edward R. Murrow, yeah.
It's just lights and wires in a box.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty good.
Used for the good of improving mankind. I happen to agree with all you guys.
Teaching tolerance.
It was a little something. You could learn something about that, but it was a little pompous.
Yeah,
just it'd be the kind of newscast you'd give if you were an anchorman at CBS.
I'd be saying, and that's the way it is.
Teaching tolerance,
the life of
unity and diversity. Ooh,
there you go. You got anything else?
Should the news teach you, or should they just?
They should just give you the news. They should give you the freaking news and not a sermon, okay?
The way Joe does. You don't see Joe sermonizing.
He never does. Joe was a straight up and down newsman.
No.
You know?
But that was a little...
Nora O'Donnell.
Really?
Wow, that was something.
Hey, we got a new Elvis. Elvis. We got someone playing Elvis. Oh, you don't even know the story.
Yeah, we do. We got it. Well, we got to go.
Yeah, well...
We'll do it when we get back.
But I teased it.
Well, we'll do it when I... We are going to do it when we get back, because I'm in charge of this segment. We're violating Len's rule.
Bully for you. If you tease something, you have to do the story.
We will tell you about the new Elvis when we get back. Plus, 20 years ago today, JFK Jr.'s plane went down. We will reflect. But first, let's get the news. It is 9 o'clock.